Star Wars 7x7 episode 3211. Don't worry, there are no spoilers for the Mandalorian season 3 finale on this episode. We're going to finish up our little mini-series of conversations about the footage that was shown to attendees at Star Wars Celebration. This time we're going to be talking about what they showed us for the Acolyte. Punch it! Hey Rebel Rouser, I'm Alan Voivod and this is Star Wars 7x7, your daily dose of Star Wars joy, and thank you so much for joining me for it. So, right from the jump, I guess I want to say that I am a little confused about the Acolyte, because on the one hand, they tell us that it is kind of told from the villain's perspective, but on the other hand, they tell us that the story is about a former Padawan who reunites with their Jedi Master to investigate a series of crimes. So which perspective are we getting? Is it from the villains or the Jedi, or is it just going to switch between both? And from what I've read about the footage that was shown at Star Wars Celebration, other people who were reporting on it, they say that it was Amanda Stenberg who was fighting with Carrie Ann Moss in the footage shown, which makes them be potentially a villain in this scenario, but my understanding was that Amandala was the former Jedi Padawan, which obviously a former Jedi Padawan could become a villain, but reuniting with a, you know, with the person's former master, you know, that doesn't seem like a villain scenario. So I'm definitely a little confused about where things are going. And I've been, you know, looking and I've been finding different answers and opinions on things. So I don't know that we have the full accurate picture of things just yet. What we do know, what the pitch for the show actually was originally, is Kill Bill meets Frozen. And that is just utterly and completely fascinating. But there's something that Jodie Turner-Smith, who is appearing in the series, has said that ties into the Frozen idea, kind of, because she says that she is a very powerful Force user, but she is not a Jedi or a Sith. And when you tie that in with the last line of the voiceover from the footage that they showed at Star Wars Celebration, where somebody says, this isn't about good or bad, it's about power and who is allowed to use it. I'm not sure who delivers that line. I'm seeing reports that it's Amanda Stenberg. I'm not familiar with their voice well enough to be able to verify that. But Amanda has also said in interviews that the storytelling focuses on the fact that the Jedi are, you know, very, very powerful in this era, that they have kind of essentially unchecked power, and it addresses the considerations for, you know, what governments think about that and what other organizations might think about that. And when you have Jodie Turner-Smith talking about how she's a powerful Force user who's neither Jedi nor Sith, well then, yeah, it seems like it might be funneled through that lens as well. But back to the footage. So the footage shows a lot of Lee Jung-jae, and I hope I'm pronouncing that right. I've got some work to do between now and 2024 when this comes out. He is a Jedi Master teaching younglings in the Jedi Temple, and later on, Padawans, it looks like. And he delivers a very familiar idea in Star Wars Jedi storytelling, which is that your eyes can deceive you and that we must not trust them. And he also tells them that the Force is powerful and it's a power that they must respect. This is intercut with scenes of a hooded figure who, again, you know, this really happened very fast when I got a look at their face. Supposedly that was Amanda Stenberg, who is fighting Carrie Ann Moss in this very crowded cafe slash restaurant. Whoever it is, that hooded figure comes in and Carrie Ann Moss is playing a Jedi, and there is a very cool sequence of martial arts action that is, you know, force fueled as well. And I'm seeing reactions to it online, just ecstatic, basically, because the scenes are done in a way where there's not a lot of cuts in the footage. And so that, according to connoisseurs of martial arts filmmaking, is a very good thing. A lot of the footage is also composed of a montage of very quick hit shots, including some Nemoidians, and yeah, generally that means that they're up to no good. There's a shot of Lee Jung-jae going up a mountain, scaling a snowy mountain, and walking around in a snowy village, presumably as well. Somebody climbing up the side of the Jedi Temple, which is crazy, and then the big shot of maybe as many as 8 or 9 Jedi all standing together in a row in a, you know, forced situation. Li Jungjae is part of it, and it just, it goes so fast, but all of them are lighting their lightsabers up at once. So you basically have just a ton of Jedi, more lightsabers you see at one time together than probably the fight on Geonosis and Attack of the Clones, in live action at least. And although we're going to see, it seems like, a lot of Jedi action, we may not be seeing the Jedi in the most flattering light. We do know that this is taking place toward the end of the High Republic era, and the foundation is going to be laid for Palpatine to be able to start corrupting the Jedi as Palpatine comes into his own power a few decades after this. But that's what I've got for you on the Acolyte footage. Again, it was really quick. It only lasted about a minute or so, and it was great to be able to see it not once but twice when they showed it at the High Republic panel as well. I cannot wait for you to see this footage. It is really exciting. That is going to do it for this episode of the podcast, and I can't wait to talk with you tomorrow about the season finale of The Mandalorian, but for now, that's going to do it. So just thank you so much for joining me for this episode, as always, and may the Force be with you wherever in the world you may be.
Star Wars 7x7 is not endorsed or sponsored yet by Lucasfilm Limited, Disney, or 20th Century Fox, and is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. Star Wars, the Star Wars logo, all names and pictures of Star Wars characters, vehicles, and any other Star Wars related items are registered trademarks and or copyrights of Lucasfilm Limited or their respective trademark and copyright holders. May the Force be with them. All original content is copyright 2021 by Star Wars 7x7. We hope you love it.